from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not with us. You know, I trust Brandon knows what he's got to do for this year to get ready to play. I have a feeling he's finding a way to stay in shape and do those things. But there's a football shape element that I know he's eager to get back to, and us too. So hopefully we can get to that soon. But Brandon knows what he's got to do to be in shape for the season, and I feel confident he's doing that.
That is Mr. Lost Playbook himself, Kyle Shanahan, talking about his superstar wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk. Welcome back to the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, counting down today to kick off with the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Fricke along with Harper LaBelle and Joe Patrick. This look around the NFL brought to you by Orchard. Sell your home and get paid twice. Learn how at orchard.com. Couple of notes around the NFL. I know it's preseason, but just to kind of bring you up to speed on some of the other things that are going on in the league. We mentioned the 49ers. It is interesting, Harper, to me, that as you look around the league, and the Falcons have obviously had some injury issues, you know, Jakeem Grant being the latest, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program here. But other teams are dealing with things, and 49ers have been dealing with quite a bit here, trying to get Ayuk into camp. Also, I don't know about Trent Williams, their superstar tackle. I don't know if they're going to get him in. And so you start to look around the NFC and some of the issues that, for example, a team like San Francisco has versus kind of the positive energy that's coming out of Flowery Branch. That's why we talk about where do the Falcons kind of stack against the best teams in the NFL. And at the moment, the trend line on the Falcons is up and the trend line on the Niners happens to be down.
Yeah, that's a big – that Trent Williams situation is going to be interesting. Huge. I think a lot of guys – I remember when I was playing, it was almost a luxury to be able to say, I'm going to hold out for a little while, but you really – you just want to miss 2 or 3 weeks of camp. You want to be back probably before 2 games are remaining, but at least by that last game. That was an important indicator. But you're dealing with so much more money, and Trent doesn't need – rent money right now, but he's looking at, you know, a huge payout over a long period of time. And the delay is 49ers, how are you going to split the pie? You just gave Bosa a tremendous amount. You're going to have Purdy that you're going to have to pay him. You got Ayuk who's sitting out there too. That's an interesting development that Lynch and Shanahan and everybody that's in the upper office environment. How are we going to split this pie up to where we keep everybody happy? It's not easy to do. And I mentioned that earlier, and that the Falcons, not this year, but in the coming years, especially if they're successful, you'd be amazed at how many guys come in with their hands open in front of them asking for a pay raise after delivering a Super Bowl or a deep playoff run. It's just part of the way that the game is right now, and the 49ers are dealing with that.
Yeah, you know, it's I could just add on to that, it's one of the actually advantages that the Falcons have had, which is that they haven't had any of these players in these contract situations that have been missing time. So even a guy like A.J. Terrell, who's going into his last year, who could have been a holdout, did not. I think there's financial reasons why I think he did not. But I think something that we're seeing around the league, especially teams that have a lot of these top veteran players, is the salary cap just went up by like $30 million from last year to this year. And I think that a lot of players around the league now want their salaries to reflect that increase and to reflect, you know, the percentage of the salary cap that they previously had, which they were then not on anymore. So it's kind of a very fortunate circumstance the Falcons found themselves in, where they were not dealing with a lot of these problems that a lot of their direct competitors have.
You know, again, preseason football is what it is here, but there will be some interesting things to keep your eyes on. Tomorrow, the Steelers, I checked that later tonight, the Steelers will play the Buffalo Bills. Not that it matters much, obviously, preseason, but Harper, you have a situation with, you know, Justin Fields being kind of struggling to adapt to Mike Tomlin's system, a lot of turnovers. Ball security has been a serious issue. And on top of that, Russell Wilson has now been cleared and is healthy. It appears, and I said to somebody last week who was saying, oh, we're going to face Justin. I'm like, no, we're playing against, make no mistake, Russell Wilson will start the opening game here. And now Mike Tomlin's got his own, like the Falcons, a brand new quarterback room that he's got to kind of massage here and work Wilson in. Do you think that he plays Russ at all in this game to take any chance to kind of work him into a brand new team? Or is he going to Kirk Cousins this and just play Justin Fields, and if Justin gets hurt, so be it?
I don't think Russell will play today, but I'm imagining. Now, if they're at home for their last preseason game, and I don't have their schedule up in front of me right now, I just know that they're going to be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium first week of September. But I think you know, for your fans, a little bit, maybe a series, but more for another name that we need to mention there in Pittsburgh is a familiar one, Arthur Smith. And Arthur needs to see what his quarterback can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there is a reason for the dynamic and the rhythm and everything that you're trying to do on offense. And if you're not getting enough of that in practice, you're going to ask, hey, can I get Russell on the field a little bit? I know what he's done in his past, but this is different. This is a new environment for him and a new set of plays and a new group of people that he's with. How is he going to be under fire? Are we going to wait till Atlanta before we find that out? So I don't believe today, but if it happens, I wouldn't be surprised. And if it does happen next week, it'll probably be for a quarter or maybe a quarter and a series into the second.
Schedule is brought to you by Orchard. Orchard makes a guaranteed cash offer on your home. If it sells for more than that, you get all that upside at Orchard.com. Joe, we start to look around the league here. Bears are playing at home against the Bengals this afternoon. Caleb Williams, of course, had his debut with the Bears. I'm kind of curious, you know, your impression as you look around at these rookie quarterbacks here, notwithstanding the injury to J.J. McCarthy, your impression of, can you draw anything from Caleb Williams? Or Drake Mays had a couple of decent outings for a team that probably, in New England, waved the white flag when they traded Judon to us here. And, you know, Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. Can you really glean anything from preseason as to what kind of a year some of these rookies might have?
I don't think you can, and that might be controversial because you see Caleb Williams like rolling out and, you know, throwing an absolute dime to Roma Dunze or somebody there on the sideline, that Bears sideline. You know, Jaden Daniels had a similar one, just throws a ball in the bucket down the sideline to you know, a receiver, and that's great. You know, those are great.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great throws. It clearly shows the physical talent those guys have and why they were such high draft picks. But to me, especially having gone through last year, I really feel like you cannot anticipate how a quarterback is really going to perform over the course of a season until you really see them face some adversity in the NFL. And, you know, when you talk to players who come in as rookies, so many of them come in from elite schools because, you know, those schools tend to put out the best players. And it's funny, you talk to them and they're always kind of stunned at how the locker room reacts after, especially the first loss of the season, but even after a couple losses, because they're just not used to that happening at the college ranks. You know, if you play for Texas or Ohio State or Georgia or Alabama, you know, you lose a game and it's like, you know, the world is falling down all around you. And how do young quarterbacks deal with the fact that this is a league where you're going to lose 4 or 5 games at minimum, you know? So, and I think especially for a guy like Caleb Williams, he was one of the ones who, that was kind of the knock on his scouting report, was that he could be, you know, a little emotional, obviously, especially after the losses. And, you know, we know some of those stories that happened. So that's what I'm waiting for, John, is I'm waiting to see how these guys react to adverse circumstances, not just in the game and how they, you know, kind of are able to pull their teams out of the fire or not, but then how do they come back the next week after that and be able to perform and understand the way that opponents are going to game plan for them as the season evolves. I think that that's something that Desmond Ridder really struggled with and Arthur Smith really struggled with last year. And I think that that's what I'm frankly holding out for to see from these guys.
John, did you notice how,
you know, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you notice how Drake May became a Hall of Famer after that preseason game on Thursday? way they were talking about that.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, there wasn't anything
media,
else
LA
to talk
media,
about.
What a shock. I know. I want you both to step back and answer a question for me because, you know, Joe, you just touched on it here. I want to look at Michael Penix and your reaction to Michael Penix and what you saw from him in the opening game here. To me, it was everything that we thought it would be. He did a check down. He did a read progression going to his second receiver. He did, a nice touch pass down the sidelines to Chris Blair. And he continues to struggle with, if nothing else, kind of the, you know, flare routes where he puts a little bit too much on the ball here, and especially when he's throwing across his body. So I'm curious, Harper and Joe, you both jump in here and tell me your first impression of Michael Penix as it relates to the concept that, okay, maybe he would have to at some point play this year, which we certainly hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was good in the game. I didn't think it was anything that was surprising to me, and probably to you, Harper, as someone who's been able to watch some of the training camp practices, because he's looked pretty good, pretty calm and comfortable in those practices. And I think that's the guy you saw. You know, he looked very comfortable in the pocket, didn't have the happy feet and whatnot. Missed some throws, as you said. I don't know if all of them were necessarily his fault. I think only really one of them was a clear missed throw. I think there are some other ones where maybe the route could have been better and whatnot. But generally, I thought he was good. And he's just, you know, what I love about Penix is the humility that he has. Like, he comes in and he doesn't, you know, expect anything to be given to him. He just comes in and does his job. And I think that that's, you know, it's the exact temperament that you want from a player who's in his situation where, you know, he definitely has some technical things that he's got to work on in terms of how he throws the ball. And he's going to work on those things until, you know, he's granted the job.
I was interested when I saw him because I was impressed with him when at the University of Washington they played Texas. And I've said this before, but if someone's listening for the first time, his ability to get the ball out of his hands quickly was fascinating to me. Is it the best ever? I don't know, but it was really, really good. And his ability to get the ball to the receiver on a bubble screen was a little bit better than what I had seen other quarterbacks at the same type of play and same situations. Penix just got the ball sooner. The receiver has the ball in his hands quicker, which means he has a little bit more time to make a move. And Washington would have, especially in that Texas game, it would be second and three instead of second and nine, because the receiver had a little bit more time to make a move on the defender, get down the field, fall forward, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. I heard Chris Blair, I think it was Monday, Joe, you were around also for these interviews, and Chris said something. Someone asked him about how Michael throws. He goes, that dude zips it.
Yeah.
He gets the ball out there. So I love hearing that, but also I like seeing the touch. That long completion that Penix had in the first quarter, that was a work of art, because you had to throw it between the corner and the safety and cover two, but he did it. And so there were some things that he did that impressed me. And the only play that I was worried about was right when he releases the ball, you could see a defender from Miami come in and bump into him and hit him about the hip. And I'm going, don't touch him, don't touch him, don't touch him. And he did touch him, but the ball was out of his hand, and the camera went where the ball was, and I didn't get to see the rest of the contact. But I'm in the camp that this guy has an amazing future in the league. The humility that you mentioned, Joe, just a moment ago, that's the part. He wants to learn. He has the ability now to be patient and wait his time. He'll get to the point where, hey, man, I'm itchy. I want to get on there on the field and do it. He has that now, but we drafted a very good quarterback.
I got two things on Penix real quick. One about the ability to get the ball out. Totally agree with that. And I really think that one of the reasons why he's able to do it is because he has nearly 11-inch hands from measuring from the tip of your pinky to the tip of your thumb. Yeah. It allows him to just grip the ball so easily that he can just kind of flick it out.
And he doesn't have to have the laces. That's a big
exactly.
deal.
Yeah, he can grip the ball so well. And then, the other about his humility, he's just – well, we can maybe talk about it in a little more detail, but his path to get here has been kind of humbling, and the injuries that he's experienced on top of some other things, having gone to some not so prestigious schools but got playing time and just bided his time, trusted in his own and had confidence in his own performance,
and then playing for a national championship.
Exactly, and
how
then
about
ultimately
that?
Got to basically the top of the landscape in college football. And
all right, I have to defend my wife here, honey. I'm sorry that Joe Patrick called your school not prestigious, because she's going to go crazy
in football. That's true. That's true.
Fairly prestigious. She's going to say she's got a degree from there. So I don't want the Bloomington crowd coming down on me. Anyway, when we get back here, we continue to count down 9 o'clock hour on a noon kickoff Saturday. Baltimore Ravens and Atlanta Falcons right here on your home with the Falcons Sports Radio 90.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.